AMSAT HB announces results of the 2026 HB9RG Trophy Distance Competition. AMSAT HB has released the results of the 2026 HB9RG Trophy Distance Competition, held during the first 2 weeks of March to honor the legacy of Hans Rudolf Lauber, HB9RG, a pioneer in VHF and UHF communications and early satellite experimentation. The event challenges operators to achieve the greatest possible distances using amateur satellite in Earth orbit. Unlike traditional contests, scoring is based on the sum of each participant's 10 longest satellite QSOs rather than the total number of contacts. This format emphasizes technical skill, station optimization, and operating strategy. The results shown in the table reflect the combined distance of those 10 longest contacts for each operator. The 2026 competition drew participants from multiple countries across three operating categories. Category 1, designed for portable handheld stations using WIP or telescopic antennas, had a single participant, DF2ET, who carried a total distance of 8,920 kilometers. The operator recorded a maximum single contact of 1,843 kilometers between grids JO31 and KN54. In Category 2, which includes portable and more capable stations, KE9AJ placed first with a total distance of 71,581 kilometers, followed by VU3YFD and VA3VGR. The longest single contact in this category measured 7,480 kilometers. Between KE9AJ and EL99 and FJAZF in J39 via Oscar 7. KE9AJ also recorded the highest average distance of 1,158 kilometers. And for more information on this particular contest, you can go to www.amsat-hb.org and follow the links from there. Rocket Lab launches 8 JAXA satellites on Kukushin rising mission. Rocket Lab successfully launched 8 satellites for Japan late on Wednesday night as part of the Kukushin rising mission, supporting the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency's innovative satellite technology demonstration program. Liftoff occurred on April the 22nd at 0309 UTC. That was on April the 23rd UTC, from Rocket Lab's Launch Complex 1 in New Zealand. The mission carried a diverse set of small satellites designed to test new technologies and expand capabilities in low Earth orbit. The launch continues Rocket Lab's steady cadence for dedicated small sat missions. The Electron rocket deployed all 8 spacecraft into low Earth orbit at an altitude of approximately 540 kilometers. Deployment occurred less than 1 hour after liftoff, in line with the mission expectations. Rocket Lab confirmed successful separation of all payloads shortly after the event. The mission marked the 79th launch of the Electron launch vehicle. Kukushin Rising represents the second of 2 contracted launches for JAXA's technology demonstration program. The first mission, Raise and Shine, launched in December 2025 and carried the Raise 4 satellite to orbit. Together, the missions highlight Japan's continued investment in rapid, cost-effective access to space for experimental payloads. These efforts support the development of new satellite technologies and operational concepts. The 8 satellites on this mission include Magnaro 2, COSIN 2R, Waseda SAT 02, FSI SAT 2, Origami SAT 2, Arika 2, Mono, Nico, and Prelude. The payloads range from educational CubeSats to advanced technology demonstrators, including systems for remote sensing, communications, and deployable structures. One satellite features an antenna that can expand to many times its stowed size using origami-inspired techniques. These missions provide valuable on-orbit validation for emergency technologies. Now on to some passes for today, Sunday the 3rd of May, in all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1444 to 1435, SO-50 of SAATI SAT-1C, 1937 to 1950, and Chapisa SAT, 2122 to 2134. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.